Sports NFL Free Agency, breaking down the Broncos' acquisitions of Kareem Jackson and Jawan James. Here's the drive.
Yeah. T-Mac, Tom Nalen, the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. The texts are pretty funny. Tom, maybe I should introduce you to some people as I'm reading the text line. I like the new guy. Can he stay? Tell him to hire a contractor. Hey, you should go with this new guy. This guy. All right. I'm sorry. Tom Nalen. Hi, Tom.
Hello, D-Mac.
Tom Nalen, 15 or 16 years with the Broncos.
15?
15 years with the Broncos. The second most Broncos games played for players. Elam's got more games, I think, but it goes in terms of just football players that played football, not just kicked the ball. It goes John Elway, Jason Elam, Tom Nalen. You're in the Ring of Fame. You are nominated for the Hall of Fame every year. Yeah. I don't know the furthest you've made it. Have you got to the 50 or how does that work?
I don't know what the next cutoff is, but I've never made it.
Past the initial.
Like, I'm like top 200 every year.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, wouldn't you like just to keep, wouldn't you be like a little bummed if you ever dropped out of the top 200? At least for as long as you're eligible for that time
that
period.
That wouldn't be good.
You don't want to
feel like I'm top 200 worthy.
Yeah. Frankly, as a center, I don't know what it takes more than you've done. Like, in the world of centers,
it's hard.
How many total games of all centers who are not playing anymore, where are you in terms of games played for centers?
I have no idea.
Well, dude, it's got to be up there.
Yeah, but that's no indicator of, I don't know.
It speaks to longevity, health, quality of play. Never mind the fact you're on championship teams. How many all pro seasons?
It doesn't matter.
All right, listen, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just trying to introduce you to some people like who don't know who you are.
I like the new guy.
The new guy?
Yeah, him. Who was that guy?
All right.
I like that. Denver cop knew who I was. That's all I need.
Yeah. Yeah, that text kind of blows me away a little bit, but I'm humbled. It's ridiculous. I'm thrilled that you're here. You know, we go back a long time. We go back 20 years. Our kids never played on the same hockey teams, but they were always kind of bouncing close to each other at a. Because your son Kyle's a year older than my older son, but there was a time
I'm surprised they didn't, because every other year you're with the younger kids or the older kids.
Yeah, it is kind of weird that it just never quite clicked, but we would see each other at hockey rinks a lot.
Yeah.
Tom has filled in many times over here before going to a variety of other places, being a vagabond nomad and being fantastic, being absolutely fantastic. And spent a couple years just really kind of doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find you here today. So I'm just kind of reintroducing you to everybody, and I'm really glad you're here. So if you've got any questions or comments, you know, the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Yeah, Eric and Denver, how do people not know who Tom Nalen is? I agree with you, Eric, on that.
I was pretty anonymous when I played. I did not speak with the media.
No, you
I spoke to the media. I spoke to them all the time. I just didn't give them anything to print.
Dude, you don't get to the Hall of Fame for longevity.
I just said that.
Yeah, I know, but I can't think of many players that have had a career as long as yours and has been productive as you and did what you did. That's all.
Who cares? honestly, I do not care.
You wouldn't want to be in the Hall of Fame?
No. I didn't want to be in the Ring of Fame.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
Come on.
I almost didn't go. My wife talked me into it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I have a fear of speaking and things like that. And it was a big, it was a pain in the butt weekend. Family coming in town. My Aunt Barbara. Ugh.
What's wrong with Aunt Barbara?
Brutal.
Why?
A pain.
Really?
Yes. Needy.
Mom's side, dad's side.
Mom.
Parents still alive?
Mom is. yeah.
Your dad passed?
A while ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old's mom?
78.
Yeah, dad's 83. 82, 83 in December.
My dad would be about 85. Crazy to think about. He died when I was like a sophomore in college.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He was young. Well,
sorry.
20-something years ago.
Hmm. Broncos are going to play in the preseason game. I looked it up. I think you did play in one of those Hall of Fame games.
Yep.
How was that?
Terrible. It's an extra week. You go to camp a week early.
2004?
Yeah. It was the year Elway was enshrined.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's a, you know, it's a high school stadium. It's, again, an extra
What's
week.
What's the worst part of it for the players?
Extra week. They pay you get paid $200 a game, so there's that. The extra $200 in your pocket.
Sure. Don't look down on that.
Minus taxes.
Buck 78 or so?
Maybe like 95.
Really? High tax rate.
High tax bracket.
Yeah, well. We spend a lot, but we make a lot. So, to me, what was that? We looked it up, and it was like, oh, my God. When is, like, training camp going to start? So
just bump it up a week.
Well, we dug into like when it started last year. It was July 19th, but the game is one day earlier. So that means training camp will start for the Broncos most likely July 18th. That is ridiculous, don't you think, in terms of when to start a training camp? Holy cow.
It used to be earlier because the season used to start earlier.
It did,
I always felt like we left, and we'd always play in some ridiculous American Bowl. We went to Australia, we went to Japan,
right?
Mexico, Spain, and then the Hall of Fame game.
So you were kind of used to it then. You were always doing some kind of goofy.
Yeah, but I didn't like it. And it's just another game to stand around on the sidelines.
Is it an advantage for a new coaching staff, though, to get an extra week? Does that matter?
Possibly. I mean, next week's next week, especially now with the CBA and how little they actually practice. It's good for the younger players, good for your draft picks.
Yeah.
Gives you an extra week. I mean, there's that. I mean, week 10, does it matter? No. But it gives you a better idea. You can assess guys. You get one more week. It's another game, too. It's a meaningless game. The starters won't probably play.
No, right.
Maybe a series or two.
No big deal then, right? I mean, maybe it's an opportunity for everybody. When you look at it that way.
It's a fifth game, though. Joe Flacco's not excited. Listen to him. Emmanuel Sanders, you think he's excited about this game?
No. What do you
Vaughn,
think?
Do you think Vaughn's excited?
No, of course not.
I don't even know why there is a game.
That's a good question. That's a legitimate question.
TV, money.
You know, the ratings are just through the roof. They're absurd.
You're paying the players $200 a game.
The Pro Bowl is absurd. Everything's absurd. You know, Vaughn was kind of put on blast a little bit this offseason. It's been interesting with Vaughn.
For what? The coach saying he can play better?
Yeah,
What is a coach going to say, oh, these guys all, they can't get any better?
Yeah.
Has a coach ever said that? He could say it about anybody. He was asked about Vaughn.
He was.
You could say it about anybody. Can't you?
Gloria Miller, Vaughn's mom, comes out.
Can Garrett Bowles play better?
You tell me. Can he play worse?
That's a good question. One extra game. One more game to
figure that out. The Broncos pick up.
Wait, Vaughn was on blast.
A little bit. Well, when his mom got all upset on social media and kind of ripped apart Elway for Case Keenum and all that. You know, Gloria's a, you know, pretty opinionated person in general, so...
Sticking up for her son.
Was she?
Wasn't she?
Does she need to? Could my voice get higher?
She's a mom.
Yeah, her son does all right financially. He's doing all right. I mean,
she doesn't want to see her son attacked.
His son's not getting picked on.
This is Mama Bear protecting her little cub.
Yeah.
It's not about money.
Uh-huh. There's a couple of little interesting things with Vaughn. Vaughn's being challenged. All right. Can Vaughn play better?
Anybody can play better. Harris Jr. can play better.
What would it look like if Vaughn was playing better?
He's pretty damn dominating if you just take him as maybe his coverage, or maybe people aren't happy with his effort when the play's away.
Mm-hmm.
Or I heard Cecil talking about that. And I'm thinking there's not many DNs, when the play goes the other way, that are running across the field, mm-hmm. and the tackle's been made, and then they go back to the huddle, and then there's a lot of energy expended with that. I'd much prefer Vaughn to stay in the game instead of go to the sidelines and rest because he's chasing down plays away from him. I mean, he has his responsibility as a pass rusher, maintaining his gap, not letting guys rush outside him. He's got coverage responsibilities. But, you know, the effort for a play away is, you can call on any defensive player for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the play's away, their job is basically over. I know people don't like to hear that,
mm-hmm.
but you want Vaughn running down for, you know, a gain away from him, a 6-yard gain where he just runs over there and is just standing by the pile and then has to walk back, goes hands on his hips,
mm-hmm.
and now he's not as fresh as he would be. I think they pick their spots. The great players always do. They kind of third and 11. Do you want tired Vaughn?
Right. Okay.
That is showing great effort and a great motor.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want fresh Vaughn? That's going to get.
I want fresh Vaughn. You know, it's funny, the conversations I would have with Champ Bailey over the year. You played with Champ. How long?
A good chunk
of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Champ.
Who doesn't love Champ?
He's a favorite.
Very happy for him, by the way.
Yes.
Unlike you, he wanted to get in the Hall of Fame, and
I don't know if he did. I don't think he cares. Do you think so?
I was in Atlanta.
I'll be honest. If he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, I don't know who is.
I agree. One of the amazing things about Champ is that Champ did, philosophically, he never believed that he should waste energy where he didn't need to waste energy. You hear the first on the field, last to leave. Champ was last on the field, first to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Champ was, if I can take a knee right now, I'm taking a knee. If I can sit down, I'm sitting down. If I can get water, and I'd like you to talk more about it, but the one thing about Champ is that he was probably one of the most efficient football players I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and could tackle. But do you want Champ covering a go route all the way down the field, and there's a little square out on the other side of the field? Do you want Champ to run 50 yards diagonal to go over there?
He would never do it.
Or what would be the point?
There's no point.
Because a tired Champ will get burned.
Can coaches misconstrue that as laziness, not full effort, that sort of thing?
Yes. If
Bradley Roby got hit on that on national TV. Jason Witten blew him up about that.
Is that the Monday, the Raiders game?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he was. The play was right near him. Hey, he's a corner. I understand it. And those guys aren't expected to stick their head in there in the running game and things like that. But it was there. It was bad optics there.
So much stuff to talk about.
The offensive players can't do that. Offensive players, because we all work in sync.
Mm-hmm.
We all, our jobs are all kind of intertwined. So there's no, like, the left guard isn't going to take a playoff because you'd get someone hurt,
mm-hmm.
type thing. Whereas,
even Garrett Bowles?
I don't think he was taking plays off.
I
wish he was, because that could be fixed.
The problem seemed to be,
he was going full speed.
He didn't understand what he was doing.
But he was doing it full speed.
He was doing it full speed.
So gold star right there.
You were trying. Try hard guy.
I wish it was for effort. Because you can correct that. You can light a fire there.
What can't you correct? Can you correct technique?
It's hard to correct his technique because, like I said, his kicks and pass protection, his angles and all are fine. It's just when the point of the pass rush happens, something happens there with his hands and his body and stuff. And I don't know if that's correctable because he's not... He's in his second year. He's not a young guy.
No, that's
true. I
think
he's going to be 27 this year, possibly.
We can look it up, but it's something like that, yeah.
That's an older player. And because of that, you're kind of stuck in your ways almost. Like, I would try to correct things every offseason. Tim Tebow will try to correct the throwing motion.
Yeah, 27.
But if you've done it for so long, it's hard to correct these. They're not... It's not like bad mistakes, it's just habits.
Yeah, I remember talking to Brady Quinn. Brady was an interesting dude because his mechanics were flawless. I mean, it was unbelievable. And physically...
He looked like the prototypical quarterback.
He's like just chiseled out of stone. Perfect. there was something just like during the games with Brady that just didn't, it didn't connect for whatever reason. But in just in terms of mechanics, for example, you know, and Brady's mechanics were just perfect. I said, well, how, you know, how long would it take for you to you know, get better or get to that level? And he just stared at me. I was like, what? Like, it was the stupidest question on earth. Like, well, thousands. Well, meaning you can't do it.
Right.
Like, you're in the NFL.
It is what it is.
It's too late.
Is someone going to correct Philip Rivers' throwing motion?
No.
He's made it work for himself. Garrett Bowles has to figure out what works for him. It's not so much his footwork or anything like that.
So are you advocating patience, one more year, work with Munchak, see what you can do? Or are you here to say, hey, it is time to just move on right now? You got Juwan James. Maybe there's something else we can do here.
I think you got to wait another year. If Barney Chavis is any indicator,
okay,
between your second and third year, something should click.
And then
a new O-line coach.
Whatever. Then it's 3 years in.
You might want to draft a left tackle this year, though.
Oh. So you wouldn't run off.
I would draft O-linemen second, third round all the time.
Okay.
All day long.
You always need 10 of them at every camp, no matter what.
You need capable bodies
right,
in case injuries happen, which happened to the Broncos. Always draft O-line.
What about
Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson? Yeah. You love Quentin Nelson?
Oh, my gosh. If you saw that dude play at Notre Dame, I watched him so many times. I'm like, this dude is a mauler.
Well, it was fun to watch him because he was playing next to Mike McGlinchey. So you could watch him
together.
But
McGlinchey wasn't the guy, and they'd always talk about McGlinchey.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, the dude next to him, and this is when they were like sophomore because they play against BC, and they just mash on BC. And I was like, this dude right here, that dude can play. And he's a guard, so guards are so much easier to draft because there's not a lot of space there.
So you would have taken Nelson over Chubb?
Oh, all day long.
No-brainer to you.
Yeah. But maybe they knew Shane Ray wasn't healthy enough, or they just didn't like Shane Ray.
But look at the edge rushers this draft. It's ridiculous.
It's loaded.
Loaded.
But who's thinking about next year? Who's thinking of... You think the Broncos are thinking about the quarterbacks next year, this year?
I hope they are.
I hope not.
They should be.
They're not. They're not rebuilding. Well, they're looking now.
Well, whose job is it over there to think about
they're
a little bit?
They're thinking about Joe Flacco. Should we pick a...
You don't pay attention at all to the quarterbacks next year? You don't think at all about the...
It's easy to because there's so many of them, and they're all... It's a big quarterback class.
What quarterback do you like?
In college?
Yeah. I'll go through them quickly. Did you like Mayfield?
Yes.
Sort of. Darnold?
Yeah.
Rosen?
I think Darnold needed work. I think he should have come back.
Rosen?
I liked him. I had problems with his head.
Allen?
Concussions.
Allen?
I didn't see much of him at Wyoming.
Okay.
To Allen.
Lamar Jackson.
I liked him. I saw him play against BC.
No kidding.
I thought he's Mike Vick but can throw. I think he's going to be a decent quarterback. I know a lot of people think he's all running. He's like Mike Vick, but I didn't see him like that in college.
Enough for the Ravens to move on.
They were getting blown out in a playoff game. Did not play Joe Flacco.
Wasn't that amazing?
Joe Flacco knew it. He probably knew before that.
Right. That was, like, in the second half, it would have been easy to... Didn't you think Flacco's going in the second half?
Because of why not?
Well,
you got a guy that has been there, big arm.
I mean, you're there. You're in the playoffs. I mean, hey, anything can happen at this point.
You're not tanking at that point. You're trying to win to move on.
Yeah, like, one of the more infamous stories is the Broncos were ready to play Brady Quinn against the Steelers if Tim Tebow was struggling even early. And it just so happened Tim Tebow had, like, the greatest game of his life against the Steelers in the playoffs.
Hmm.
And then
they threw that five-yard pass to DT, right? What's it, 80 in the play, 80 in the stats?
He didn't miss it.
Well, they had, like, 12 in the box.
It was the most insulting defense of all time. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
it was the most disrespectful defense of all time in a playoff game.
Please throw it.
All right, let me go through the Tua.
I like him.
Okay.
It's hard to watch these quarterbacks.
Well, if there's another
Although
guy,
Alabama,
let me know.
I like Alabama because I like their offense is more NFL-like.
Okay.
There's a good balance there.
Level competitions off the charts.
It's hard with Alabama, too, though, because
they have all the best players.
They have all the best players, right. So when they come to the NFL, they don't necessarily do well.
Jake Fromm?
Man, he almost got benched last year.
You're right, because they made a huge commitment to the Georgia kid is now at Ohio State. Right. Fields. Dwayne Haskins.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Their offense is, I only because I like their offense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I can see him playing in the NFL.
Drew Lock.
Missouri?
Yeah.
I know the Broncos liked him enough to go watch him.
Daniel Jones.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, Duke quarterback.
Was he from Duke?
Duke, yeah.
Duke.
What do you think about Kyler?
Does he play basketball?
He's 6'5".
Well, John likes him tall.
You know?
You never mentioned Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Love him.
Love Kyler Murray.
I do. I think he's a
NFL.
I think
Kyler
he's like
Murray.
A football player.
NFL.
He's like Doug Flutie, but with more skill.
Were you a Flutie fan?
I was.
Until.
That's another story.
Oh.
He big timed me.
What?
Yeah, at the Pro Bowl.
You're kidding me.
No, he did.
The BC thing didn't.
That's what I came up. I'm at the Pro Bowl and I talk to nobody because I'm introvert.
Wait. You're at the Pro. We're on the same team. You're on the same
team. Snapping him the ball. This is when he was in Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah.
He made a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So I come up to him. We just won a Super Bowl. So we come up there a couple days late.
Okay.
And I say, "Hey, Doug Flutie, Tom Nalen, Boston College," and he literally turned around.
You gotta
and
be
kidding
me. I
have my helmet.
Me.
I go, I'm on your team. We're on the same team here, bud. Spent the rest of the week trying to break his baby hands with the ball, snapping it. And then they were playing his band, him and his brother Darren.
The Flutie Brothers band.
Yeah. They were playing at the end zone in Foxborough a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And I went there and booed my butt off. I was the only one booing a drummer. Big time me, Willie. He learned.
Wait, he knew
who was booing him.
What year is this?
98, 99.
And you've had no reason to sort of bury this bizarre beef, and you've never run into him again? There's been nothing?
He doesn't even know about the beef. That can't be a beef. It's one-sided. I have many of those.
Wow.
So I was a Doug Flutie fan.
Should we get Flutie on the air this week? And no?
No.
Don't want to.
No. Not ready yet.
I mean, growing up, he was...
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, he's...
So you're comparing Kyler... Let's take off your personal hatred of Flutie. But you're comparing him more to Flutie.
It was a positive.
No, I understand. But you're comparing him more to Flutie than, say, Michael Vick, something like that.
No. Flutie.
Flutie. Okay, yeah. Why?
He can throw. Michael Vick couldn't really throw.
Okay.
Although he's one of the only players I ever stood and watched.
Because
usually offensive players sit down when the defense is on the field, but I want to watch that dude.
So Kyler Murray will succeed in the NFL?
I think so.
You know what's funny about Flutie?
I don't know for how long.
You know what's funny with Flutie? Because I was a huge fan, as you were when we were kids, obviously. And how old are you?
47.
Okay, so we're close. We're within a couple of years of each other. So Flutie was something else.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, watching BC and Flutie, it was ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Over the top. It was one of the only times college football, maybe the only time college football actually mattered in the state of Massachusetts.
New England. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go the whole region.
Yeah, the whole region. Yeah. Everybody adopted him. When I got to, I was still in Buffalo when he played in Buffalo. I was working there and got to cover him for 1 year. He was there for a couple, but I got to cover him for 1 year. The funny part about Flutie that people would discount is, you know, they write him off because of his height. You know, he was used to that. No big deal. But the other parts of it were, it's hard to understand why he was successful doing what he was doing. But the fact of the matter is, Flutie didn't have a problem getting passes knocked down the line. Hardly ever happens.
No. It's like a little dude in hockey going in the corners.
Yeah.
They've been little all their life. They
not
know
a big
how
deal.
To adapt. It's not a it isn't a big deal.
The hard part, well, there was a certain arrogance, cockiness with Flutie though. Perhaps you got a dose of it.
Big dose.
That he didn't care about any of that crap because when it came to playing football, that's all he cared about.
Right. I think Kyler Murray's just a football player.
You think he's just like that?
Yeah. And much like Terrell Davis with a 4.640, numbers are numbers, but when you get on the field and play football, you can tell a football player. There's a difference between, you know, the Paxton Lynches and Brock Osweiler, 6'7", 6'8", wherever they are, and they look like football players, but they can't play football.
Kyler Murray's going to succeed.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen's not.
Man, I don't know. If Arizona's willing to part with him for a third-round pick after 1 year...
What do you do?
If you're the Broncos?
Yep.
I'd still... For a third-round pick?
For a third-round pick.
What's the downside?
What's the downside?
I mean, look at the past drafts.
No-brainer, right?
Have we done well?
Right.
What's another draft pick?
You love Will Greer? No. Ryan Lindley? I mean, who are we talking about here? Tyree Jackson out of the University of Buffalo? I mean, he's tall. But, I mean, right. It's kind of a no-brainer because you got nothing to lose.
Nothing
to lose. The context of it. When we come back, though, I do want to talk about one of your favorite guys, a guy that you coached in high school who's in the NFL. We'll get there next.
It's NFL Free Agency, breaking down the Broncos' acquisitions of Kareem Jackson and Jawan James. Here's The Drive.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
children. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
That's for you. Good job, Nick Sexton.
It's my idol right there.
Is that in your Ring of Fame speech?
Yeah, as inspiration right there. If she could do it, I could.
How exactly did you use that in your Ring of Fame speech? Like, how did you end the speech with that?
I almost forgot it too. I think Raj timed it at 20.98 seconds with a pause and then such as. Yeah, I couldn't get out of
you
there.
You just
fast
wrapped up the speech with such as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic.
It was nonsensical, so I figured, why not?
Who did you feel like you were speaking to during the Ring of Fame halftime speech?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I was hoping everybody was getting a beer.
Yeah. It's a weird presentation.
It's awful. For me. And I had to speak the night before.
Well, that's
more intimate, I guess you'd say.
That's more of the real deal.
Yeah. Nobody understood that reference.
Oh, the media did.
The people were saying, oh.
We thought it was hysterical.
I thought I said something else.
No. Well, okay. In general, people didn't know. Yeah. But those who knew thought it was one of the funniest things we've ever heard.
We'd play that speech, Miss South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
on the radio all the time. I loved it. It was so awesome. So I used it. Stole it.
Philip Lindsay. You coached Philip Lindsay in high school.
I didn't actually coach Philip.
What, you were a coach at South when he was there, right?
Right. Yep. I started with him eighth grade, not the PAL league, but the Broncos created this DPS eighth grade spring league for kids going to whatever high school they're going to go to. So I started there and went to the high school the next year. And Philip, I said I didn't coach him because dude, he plays just like he did then. Now he looks the same.
So this is eighth grade.
Yeah,
you thought there was something special.
Absolute beast.
In eighth grade.
Then
you're at South, and he's there. Now he got hurt. How long were you coaching at South for?
Three years. So he got hurt his senior year.
Right.
I wasn't there, and he tore his ACL. And I think he played a game or two after that.
Okay.
And I know
that's possible. Sure.
And I know the Buffs for Life crowd hates John Embry and what he did to the program for the couple years he was there.
Right.
The results, I guess. But he recruited Phillip.
And they honored it.
Yes.
Which is probably one of the cooler things.
He played. Now, he would cramp up every third quarter. I mean, he was drinking pickle juice and all these things. He would cramp up because he played linebacker and returned kicks.
Right.
And when he wasn't running the ball, he'd play fullback and just blow dudes up. It was so fun to watch that guy play. He's the same. The funny thing is, it's coming back to him now. If I ever see him, because he's like, you were a seventh round pick, you were a scrub, and you play for the Broncos, they're garbage. And
wow.
To his point, McDaniels was the coach at the time.
Okay.
So, and he was like, CU's terrible, I'll never play for them. And then when I'm drafted, I was like, sweet, if I ever see him, I'm going to one-up him. But he was fantastic.
All right, when that draft was happening, you must have been, as much as I'm sure you enjoyed revenge, you must have been somewhat like, you got to be kidding me.
He wasn't invited to the combine, and I was like, man, he did so much at CU.
He's unbelievable.
If you watched him play at CU, all the little things he would do, picking up blitzes, and see, his running game, I've seen that so many times, but the fact that at his size, he would still block the inside linebackers, like the bigger dudes, and he would like light them up. It's almost like he surprises guys, mm-hmm. but he just has this knack of being able to, you know, time it up correctly. But I couldn't believe that a team would not take a chance on Phillip.
Well, I mean, the Broncos case, they took David Williams in the seventh round.
Everybody passed on him. It's not just the Broncos that passed on him. But and they lucked out that he's from Aurora.
That's my argument.
That's the only reason why he's here is because he grew up in Aurora.
Right. And I say, you know, when people want to kind of throw him in on, like, what a great draft class.
He's not. No, they lucked out.
Do you know his mom?
No. No, I've met her. His dad I know. Troy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for his family. All right. You're undrafted. Are you right? Was he right to be insulted by the Broncos? Is it kind of almost a miracle based on everything? He went to South. He went to CU. He goes undrafted. It's in his hometown. I mean, you wouldn't have been surprised if he just told the Broncos to, you know, go take a leap. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, but 31 other teams passed on him, too. So he's got an axe to grind with everybody. And it made financial sense to him to stay here. He could live at home.
His mom convinced him of that.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Smart move, right?
Absolutely. He hasn't left the state.
Right. And when you're an undrafted guy, what do you get? You get $5,000, $10,000, maybe $15,000 sort of thing, to sign. It's nothing.
The beauty of being undrafted is you do get to look at all the rosters and try to see, well, they drafted a back in the first round. I'm not going to go there.
Right,
I can't compete with that.
But right.
You get to figure out what your best situation is.
Do you think Phillip Lindsay was coming off this injury? We'll see what it does with them, wrist thing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Okay. Do you think he's the real deal? I mean, we're talking long-term, real deal, guy that's going to lift this franchise for a while.
Yeah, the one knock on him, I suppose, is one, the speed, and two, the size. So once you go through your rookie year and prove that you can do it, and he played the same way at CU and he played the same way at South, he's the same dude. And I don't know, you know, he's not like this flash in the pan type thing. He can only get better because now he doesn't have to go to school. You concentrate on football 24/7. That's what he does. He's not like this party dude or anything like that.
When you see him and you compare him to like Le'Veon Bell, by the way, guys, real quick, did Le'Veon Bell go anywhere this afternoon? No, he's still out there, still looking for it. So when you look at him next to Le'Veon Bell, do you see what kind of difference do you see between the two players?
Well, Le'Veon's a bigger player.
Okay.
He's a more complete player. He allows Phillip can, you know, runs a good screen game. So because he's not this one dimensional type player where you just like, I always thought that CJ was. He's a running back, whereas Phillip is more, he can be a threat out of the backfield as well. And I love the way that Phillip blocks. I don't know about Le'Veon's, his blocking ability or his want to.
Right.
All running backs can block if they want to or not.
And Lindsey's got that.
Oh.
In spades.
In spades. He's beautiful. That's Kyler Murray. It's the football player.
They're that guy.
Some guys are just like football players, and despite their height or their speed their weight,
yeah.
That's why I always, the draft is such a big deal to the NFL, and you know, you look at the past, what, 4 out of 5 Super Bowls, the quarterbacks were 2 third rounders and Tom Brady in the 6th round.
I've got a question for you about Joe Flacco that is definitely off the beaten path. But I think it could make, because we're just talking about your desire to be a football player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'll hit you with it next.
It's NFL Free Agency, breaking down the Broncos' acquisitions of Kareem Jackson and Jawan James. Here's The Drive.
Tom Daly. Raj keeps calling you Tommy. Should I?
Tommy?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's accepted.
T-Mac and Tommy.
Nobody calls me Tom.
Okay.
They call me New Guy, not Tom.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Your beard. I thought it...
Oh.
Grew in a little...
You should see me a week ago.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Out here. All right. Sweet.
Yeah, because it looks a little more...
Tame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed, but, you know.
I shaved my head in the back of the garage, too.
Yeah. Shave your own head?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did that. Not always.
Joe Flacco. All right. I got to run this one by you. He's got 5 kids who are all under the age of 6. And no twins.
Irish twins?
Nope. There gotta be, you know, I'd have to look that up, but Irish twins, my brother and I are Irish twins. They're.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm June 22nd. He's June 13th the next year.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Irish twins are kids who are born less than a year apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're Irish twins. Yeah.
I have a couple siblings I'm close with, but
not that close.
Not
yeah.
Within
nope.
The year.
It never hit me that I was an Irish twin because I always felt I was just the older brother. And then years later I realized, wow, not much difference.
No.
More or less twins. As there were girls that were dumping me to go date him. True story.
You guys in the same grade?
We weren't in the same grade, but he's so much smarter than me. And he went to St. John's Prep. He went to a private prep school.
Really?
I went to Ipswich High School.
Is it Danvers? Peabody?
It's in that area. It's I think it is Danvers technically. But so we're in the same grade, but he's so much smarter than me. We ended up taking more or less the same classes at the same time. So when it got to, like, you know, my junior year, his sophomore year, we ended up basically taking the same classes. So by the time I was the senior, he was taking the same AP classes. I mean, the same exact classes.
Yeah.
And then his senior year was, you know... The kid went to UPenn and was a dual major in chemical engineering and did the business school of Wharton, and my parents did not pay off the school for him to be on the crew team. I mean, he really just, he got into Harvard and just turned him down. He didn't play football. He's just a student.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, it's total disaster. Oh, ridiculous. The only thing I had over my brother is I like to read, and he didn't like to read. He got a 760 in English out of 800 on the SAT. Got a 780 in math. Practically a perfect score on the SAT.
So he didn't have to read.
Not really. He just. You know, my brother's ridiculous.
Flacco, five kids
under the age of 6.
Is this a concern? When do you get paid?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right after the Super Bowl, 2013.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He's well on his way.
The reason I bring it up, for example, they're gonna have the press conference shortly. Are you moving your family out here or not? Now, I'm throwing this at you just a little bit, because you just spent a good chunk of time where you were more or less living on your own, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were away from your family, and you said it was tough. It was a tough time of your life, right?
Yes. Is he there? None of them are in, well, one of them may be in kindergarten.
That's right. They're movable. I mean, it's not
It's the perfect time to move him.
It actually is the perfect time to move him.
Yeah.
He's basically got 1 year. Because there's no money after the first year. I mean, there's a contract.
There's no guarantees.
There's no guaranteed money. No. I mean, the contract could keep going. But the Broncos aren't into him deeper, really, than 1 year.
Right.
Do you see where I'm going here? Like, when Joe Flacco arrives here in town, where's his mental frame of mind actually going to be? Now, let's keep this in mind, too. There probably were only a couple teams, Tom, that were interested in Joe Flacco. It'd be reasonable to think that Washington was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got to sting just a little bit for Joe Flacco, don't you think? Because you wouldn't even have to...
have to move.
No, not necessarily. The Redskins are in Landover, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the Baltimore side of things. I mean, it's feasible. I mean, Phillip Rivers drives an hour and a half every day. So it's beyond feasible that as long as the commute's within 45 minutes
Phillip Rivers'
or so.
Kids are older. Some of them are.
Yeah, I mean, he's got nine of them.
One's a senior in high school, one's in diapers, but...
I'm just saying, I'm just asking. Is that a concern for you whatsoever?
No doubt his family is moving with him.
Okay.
I would not want his family not to be. I'd prefer his family to be. If
you're his
if
wife.
I'm a fan.
Joe, are we going to be? Are
if
we
I'm
gonna,
his wife, yeah. I want to be here.
We're going to.
You do not?
Case Keenum was just here for 1 year.
He didn't have kids.
No, I got it. He bought a house. He got settled. You know, Case didn't, like, just buy an apartment or whatever. He kind of settled in a little
bit. Dude, he's getting $18 million.
Yeah, I get it. No, who cares?
He'll be okay.
All right, okay.
And Joe's what? Is it 23-ish?
You know what? I'll take your word for it. I'll assume that's the case. I'll assume everybody's moving out. I'll assume all of that. But I'm just going to give... I'll assume it happens, but this is my little conspiracy hat. If we find out, like, his family does not move out here with him, to me, that would be a red flag.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, because maybe that's the wife's decision to sort things and see what happens.
Oh, I couldn't blame her at all.
If week six he's tearing up the league,
you tell me, guys,
move out here.
Guys, you must have encountered guys who left families for whatever reason back somewhere else while they just played out a season, you know, for the Broncos.
Gus Frerotte played for 16 teams. His family went everywhere he went.
Okay.
It's.
What about guys, though, that come out and their families stay wherever?
I didn't know anybody like that.
You didn't know anybody like that?
That their family didn't come with them?
Mike McCoy didn't bring his family out here.
Maybe they don't like him. It could come down to that.
When I found out Mike did not bring his family out, and it was he, like, had a kid in high school and that sort of thing, right? There was part of me that just was like, hmm.
He knows he's going to get fired?
There's something, yeah. He's going to get fired. He doesn't want to be here for a long time no matter what. And the way McCoy was he just went around acting like he was the head coach. Like VJ was afraid to, like, go down to his office and, like, you know, confront him about things. It was a bit of a ridiculous situation.
So you're going to read into, you could read into, that if Joe Flacco doesn't bring his family out here, well, I don't even know what you're trying to say. He's here for a year, at least.
Do you think Joe Flacco wants to be here? I guess where I'm going is, what are we getting with this guy?
When I was going to be a free agent, I was kind of excited to go to Seattle or San Francisco, somewhere else.
You're ready for a change.
Yeah. I mean, I'd had the same offense, and he's had the same head coach. I had the same head coach. I was like, man, it'd be kind of nice to have a, not a fresh start, but just a different voice. Expectations are kind of low here for him. Nobody's
they are?
Nobody's excited about him. They are. People are excited about Joe Flacco.
The moves they're making, I would assume the Broncos are going to the playoffs next year.
No, I'm talking about the
fan base?
The fan base. I think in Baltimore, when he signed that deal and he was getting paid what he was and the results never mimicked what he did in the playoffs in that run, there's probably a lot of pressure there. Here he comes, kind of a fresh slate. And the fact that his family's not coming out.
Not a big deal. Right.
But I would guess that they're coming out. Unless his wife has all the help she has out there, and maybe she's comfortable there. Maybe he doesn't add much to the mix as far as during football season, a dad. That's kind of hard.
Could be better if those five kids are nowhere to be found. I'm just saying, when you go for a long time, you get married, and then you have a huge family right off the bat, it just seems to me you've got some other priorities, that's all. But hey, what do I know?
Priorities?
Thanks, Tommy. See you tomorrow.
Maybe.
Big Sexy, Kyle Berry, Drive Reloaded, comes up next.